Well, up next, the tale of a boy, a troll, and a rather large chicken. And in this case, the rather large chicken wears perfume.
Chapter 38, in which Stimple comes to Jackson's rescue with disastrous results. A rather large chicken was eyeing Jackson with disdain. The chicken was bright red, and on her chest laid a set of glistening white pearls. Her eyelids were slathered in blue eyeshadow, and her eyes kept twitching as though her long false eyelashes were giving her grief. A bright purple hat, which was not at all becoming, was perched precariously on top of her head. She ruffled and fluffed her feathers and said again, "Where are you going, young man?" Was the best answer Jackson could manage. "You weren't thinking of going into my forts, were you?" she squawked, her eyes narrowing. Yes? Oh, and did you ask permission?" Jackson looked around for Stimple, but Stimple was nowhere to be found. Jackson cleared his throat. No? And do you think it wise to go somewhere you did not ask permission to go? The chicken's eyelashes were twitching like mad. Well, I'm with Stimple, so I assume that... You assumed? And where is Stimple now? The chicken's eyelids seemed to be stuck together. She shook her head, trying to free them. Jackson looked around. He was here a minute ago. So, the chicken began to strut around him, waving her feathers wildly about. You thought you'd just wander off on your own, and you just happened to wander in here, and you just thought you could help yourself. Is that it? Her orange beak was right up in his face now. She smelt of very cheap perfume.
Chicken in cheap perfume. Miss Amelia Flaversham is just one of the characters that Jackson Jones encounters in the latest Jackson Jones book by Jen Kelly. It's called, in case you couldn't guess, Jackson Jones, The Tale of a Boy, a Troll, and a Rather Large Chicken. And in fact, in it, Jackson ends up in a world inside a tree where there's a magic elevator and a troll and a very nasty rat and a 1,3486 squirrels, all of which, of course, springs forth from the always fascinating mind of Jen, who is with me in studio. Hello there.
Hi, Alan.
So who inspired Miss Flaversham there?
Well, I tried to think of something unbelievably pretentious, and of course chickens are always pretentious, but...
Are they? Chickens are pretentious?
Well, of course they are. They strut around with their chests sticking out, thinking they're oh so important and so much better than you, and this one just happened to wear a lot of makeup and a very bad... Cardebos.
Yes, the austere Spanish hat,
yes.
Which we didn't even get to that part
yet. I know.
But at what point does that come to mind? Like, you're picturing already a kind of pretentious chicken, and you're like, oh, you know what she needs is the right hat.
She does need the right hat. When I was thinking of the Spanish hat, I thought of a flamenco dancer's hat, and it's actually not called that. It's a cardebos.
Cardebos.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And she apparently rolls her R's very well as well.
She does. She does have a bit of an accent. I did have two characters in mind when I was thinking of writing about her.
Who were you thinking of?
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking of Meryl Streep's voice of Julia Child in Julie and Julia,
yes.
Which was just perfect. And also... I don't know which character it is, but he's one of the Python boys in The Meaning of Life, and he's the one with the fishy, fishy, fishy fish, and that just nailed it right there.
Now, why did this all come together? Because I was thinking about with the last Jackson Jones book where you were looking across at this woman with a crazy hairstyle in at a wedding.
Yes.
Was there anyone you were looking at when you sort of came to mind with this chicken?
No. Well,
she's
I don't
looking
know.
Nervous.
Maybe
this can't
maybe
be
bit,
revealed.
Maybe a bit from Mimi from the Drew Carey show from a long time ago. But no, she wasn't the main focus of the book. She wasn't my big, fabulous idea.
I wondered with this whether there were... Because the things that Jackson encounters in the book are all pretty... random. Like, you sort
yes.
of never know where that tree elevator is going to end up
no.
and how you're going to tie things together. Is there... in your mind a plan when you're doing this as how these strange things are going to happen, or is it just sort of, hey, a chicken pops into your head, let's throw a chicken into Jackson's path?
Wow. Okay, well, the first main idea started with the whole hailstorm, and when I was younger, when I was 12, I actually did encounter this insane hailstorm in Mississauga, and we ran outside, and I was with my friend, and there was this crazy hailstorm, and we had to get the patio furniture in, and I was picked up holding on to, you know, when you're a kid, you have tremendous strength.
Yes.
So I got picked up, and that came to mind, and I thought, well, it has to be a tree, because I'm all about trees, and I thought, well, it needs an elevator, because how else would you get there? And then when I came to the chicken, I was like, well, he needs to look perfect, so he went to the beauty shop, and he got all made up and beautiful, and then with Miss Flaversham, I needed someone... I needed someone over the top and absolutely ridiculous, and I guess maybe a bit of comic relief.
And so this is what happens. Then you're like, okay, yeah, we'll throw her in there.
Yeah, it was pretty much anything that was ridiculous I could think of. I tried to incorporate it.
I wondered how these things come to you, because back in August of last year, you were here on the show talking about the success of the first Jackson Jones book and how the sequel was being developed. Here's what you said.
As soon as the first one was done and they had seen it at the sales reviews, they said, well, we want three more. And I was like, sure, no problem. So the second one's due in 6 weeks, so I have a lot of writing to do.
6 weeks? You got to for book number two?
Yeah, I had 5 months and I thought I had finished it. And it turns out my editor sent me back a 10-page letter saying, honey, you need to work on this.
She's got her hands over her face right now. She's looking pretty.
I never mentioned she wrote me back and she said, you don't have a plot.
So what kinds of things did they say you had to work on?
Well, I didn't have
a plot. Yeah.
And nothing was finished. That's a crazy thing about having an imagination with all these characters is you forget you have to finish with that character. So I was like, I didn't finish with Miss Flaversham. I didn't finish with Bert or Stimple. I need to finish the ends. And I was like, oh. And one big thing, they had to take it back. Stimple, who's a rather disgusting troll, he was actually supposed to be nasal. He had nasal issues, but they didn't like that. They're like, you know what? That's a little bit too, it's a little bit too rude, a little bit too toilet humor. So let's just say he has a lot of food in his nose hair. And I was like, okay, we can do that.
I thought toilet humor was, for kids' books now, sort of the in thing. I thought
it is the thing, but I guess they were... Oh, this is going to sound bad. I think they were looking for something a little bit higher, more educated. Okay. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, Captain Underpants kind of book. It's more of a little bit more literary.
They wanted the more highbrow troll chicken book.
And that's why they like the big words that I throw in with the definitions.
Yes.
Because it gives kids something to think about.
I wondered also there is this religious aspect to the book with God, who you refer to as the author. And I wonder what the reaction has been like that to that from parents, who not everybody shares the same faith base, right?
From parents or from reviewers?
Both. Okay. I sense there's a story there.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, Kirkus Book Reviews is a big deal, and they did not like my book at all. Oh, they slammed it. It was fantastic. I honestly don't think they read it because they said it was the Bible for Muppets. And I was like, what? Have you read either? And then they said, well, all these allegories don't make sense. And I was like, it's a kid's book. You know, just because it's a religious publisher, it doesn't mean it's all about the Bible and everything. Right. It's a kid's book. There's no rhyme or reason. You know, the rat doesn't represent anything. Miss Flaversham doesn't represent anything. It's just a silly kid's book.
Right.
And a lot of adults are like, well, I think they're going to get confused by that. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're kids. They're going to enjoy the ridiculousness of it. It's silly. And that's the point.
Right. But there is, I mean, the element of the prayer tree, for instance.
Yes.
There's elements where I wonder if parents, you know, don't necessarily have a faith base to them. Do you hear that at all?
I haven't yet. I've had people complain because it was from a Christian book company and they were like, it should be more. We expect more. And
there should be more
religious.
There should
religious. Be more. And Zonovan was like, no, it's a fun kid's book with an aspect. But the reason I did bring up prayer is because at the time when I was writing, I was going through a deeper exploration of my own faith. So I was like, you know what? Jackson believes in the power of prayer and faith and healing. So that's where we went with that.
Man, it must be bizarre to be in a space where people are telling you both you got to fix the nasal zone and you got to put more religion in it, religion in it. It's
crazy. It's the most insane job I can think of, but it is so rewarding. I mean, heaven forbid it doesn't happen, but if the book doesn't do well, I had so much fun writing it. It doesn't matter. You know, and as I tell everyone, well, you know, the first book I got to go to Paris on the advance because, you know, the advance is very small. And with this one, we got to go to New York. So even if it doesn't do well, I got to go away. And that's what mattered.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the real goal of any piece of literature.
That's it, exactly. To travel.
But before we let you go, I got to ask about the 3,486 squirrels. Where did this come from?
I had to pick a fantastic number of squirrels that would live in the roots and chase them down. And I don't know if you remember they were chasing him because they wanted the peanut butter.
The peanut butter, yeah.
And he had to trick them and stuff. And I just thought, what a fantastic number. It's like in the last one I threw in, you know, what's the cosine of this number and what's the Spanish word for this? It's ridiculous. And that's That's what I'm all about.
All right. To find out more about the 3,486 squirrels, the non-nasal troll, the prayer tree, and the chicken with the hat, you can check out Jen Kelly's latest book, Jackson Jones, The Tale of the Boy, A Boy, A Troll, and A Rather Large Chicken. It's published by Zonderkids, which is run by HarperCollins. And you can get more details about it and the book launch, which is in October.
October 1st, I think.
Okay. At jenkelly.com. Jen, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Jen Kelly.